Airbnb is spending a lot of money to improve its image. It's an effort to counter the lobbyists, unions, and municipal governments that are going after the popular $30 billion home rental service. Here's an Airbnb ad featuring a San Francisco couple who called the company a financial lifeline.
I was diagnosed with Parkinson's actually in early 2013. It took a while to sink in. We began to think a little more seriously about saving money for the future and for the kids.
The income of Airbnb really helped to mitigate the stress.
But we have that flexibility of knowing that, you know, if things get worse, we have this to help keep us afloat.
So that's very, very important for us.
Here at Now Media, analyst John Carroll is here now to take a look at what's becoming a brewing ad war. And John, let's start with what Airbnb is up to there.
It's a pretty standard issue image polishing campaign. Airbnb gets a lot of criticism for providing incentives for short-term rentals that shrink the housing market, for bringing transients into local neighborhoods. What they're doing is trying to put a human face on Airbnb and also talk about some of the benefits to the individuals.
Yeah, as the company grows, it is facing challenges. You brought some of them up. It's also recently made changes to address some concerns about its host racially profiling guests. And
Right. It's
also been accused of driving up rents in some neighborhoods, but you're looking at some information that shows that at least is not true.
Right. There's a data analytics site called 538.com. We'll have a link to it on the Here and Now website. And they've looked at it and they say the commercial units that are the ones that really take housing off the market are a small percentage of the overall short-term rentals. So they're saying that it's not having that big an effect on cities. But remember, there are 100 million users in 35,000 cities across the globe. So I think the jury may still be out on that.
And the company is still new. But also, there is another side to this as far as the ad campaigns go. Airbnb is getting attacked for dodging taxes. The companies are saying that they should be paying more. What's behind that?
Right. There's a group called the Share Better Coalition. It's a front group for hotels, the unions that work in the hotels, some municipal governments. And what they're saying is that Airbnb is engaged in a sort of a sophisticated system of tax avoidance. Mm. That's what they're saying in this ad.
Airbnb loves talking about taxes. They say, tax our hosts and we'll bring millions into your city. Truth is, it's just a slick marketing ploy by this multi-billion dollar corporation. What Airbnb doesn't like to talk about is they're running a sophisticated tax avoidance scheme. Airbnb uses over 40 tax shelters to funnel money from A to B. So your city only sees a pittance of what Airbnb is actually raking in.
So what they're saying is Airbnb is perfectly willing and eager to pay hotel taxes because it helps them to avoid corporate taxes, which are much, much higher. So that's pretty much the basis of what this attack is doing. There's some local chapters of this Share Better Coalition that are also on the air in other cities. There's a transit campaign in San Francisco opposing Airbnb. And then there are a whole range of social media campaigns that are going on there.
Well, the fascinating thing is both sides have a lot of clout, 100 million users for Airbnb, 35,000 cities, plus you've got the other side, millions of dollars behind that. So we'll see if anything actually really makes a difference there. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now and a professor of mass communication at Boston University. We'll have a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thank you.
Thank you.